We're approaching the break. The break is what we call Bein HaZmanim. It's a great time to get renewed strength. It's a great time to take trips, have good time with friends. You have to decide who your friends are. Very often the break, the time when a person leaves yeshiva, can be the unraveling of everything a person built in yeshiva. If a person goes back to society or an environment that is antithetical to what one has learned during the year, then very often that can be the unraveling of a whole year's worth of work. You'd be surprised how fast that can happen. So I encourage guys to take the time to build together, make trips together, develop your friendships. There are definitely opportunities to volunteer, those who want. There are opportunities to get jobs and make money. Also a good idea. I recommend if you're going to get a job in a direction that has potential for the future. Meaning you can get a simple job lugging boxes, but if you can get a job that's potentially gives you contacts or insights as to where you'd like to go in the future, so I think that's much more valuable. That's not always available, but you guys are welcome to speak to me, speak to Rav Aaron, speak to Rav Listman, use connections and see if we can get jobs. I think a person should decide for himself what are his red lines, meaning we all know what our challenges are, we all know what our weaknesses are, but what's the minimum? I don't want to fall beneath that. Is my minimum that I don't want to miss a day where I put on tefillin? I might put on tefillin at 3 in the afternoon, but I don't want to miss putting on tefillin. Is my minimum that I don't want to miss minyan for shacharis? Is my minimum that I won't miss a day where I'll learn 2 minutes a day? Keep your minimum relatively calm. Don't try to make a high minimum. I'll do 3 davenings a day, everyone with a minyan, put on tefillin, go vasikin. Not sure that's a good idea. Take it easy. It's important. Try to maintain going to minyan. Try to be in minyan on Shabbos. Try to make sure your Shabbatot are in an environment that's positive and conducive. If you guys don't have where to go, be in touch. Try to, Bezrat Hashem, the Madrich and I and Rav Aaron will try to set you up for places for Shabbat. The break should be a time which enriches you. Very often guys stay in the dorm, sleep late, and walk out feeling like a bum. Depressed. I'm all alone. I got nothing to do. That's not good. No. You got to walk out of the break enriched. With renewed strength. Now, that doesn't happen on its own. If what you're going to do is wake up at 9, 10 o'clock, look for a minyan, then come back at 11, 12, it's the heat of the day, try to figure out what you're doing with your day, sit on the internet for 2 hours, and then you'll realize it's too late, goodbye, come on, you lost the day. So many people have their break look like that the whole summer long, and they never get their act together. So part of the key is planning. A person should try before the break begins, meaning Tisha B'Av at night, Matzei Tisha B'Av, after Tisha B'Av, you sit down, you eat, and you start making a game plan. Okay, this week I want to do the Tiyul to the Golan. This week I want to do the Tiyul to the Chatzbani. This is the week I want to go volunteering. If you set up a plan in advance, you can live by it. You say, what time do I want to get up? Well, then what time do I have to get to bed? If I want to make the following trip, who do I have to call? Us men are very bad at this. Women are good at this, men are bad at this. This is like the idea of the watermelon. Remember, we said you want to put the watermelon back in the fridge. What do most men do? Take the watermelon, go to the fridge, open the door, look at the fridge, say, boy, there's no room. Go back to the table, put down the watermelon, go clear room in the fridge, and then go back and pick up the watermelon. Okay, but that's how our lives look. Very often we don't plan in advance, and then how's this going to work, you know? You wake up at 9 o'clock, and by the time you get your act together, it's the heat of the day, and gee, there are no more buses up to the Golan. How am I ever going to get there? And today's Wednesday. I can't go on Thursday. There's no point, right? And then the whole Ben Hazmanim ends up looking like that. Taking the time, Matzei Tisha B'Av, to make a game plan, make the phone calls to friends, realizing that getting to bed on time is key, and drawing ourselves red lines. You know there's that girlfriend you should not call up. You know there's that person from your past you should not reconnect with them. Everyone knows what their weaknesses is. For one guy, it's that he shouldn't pick up smoking again during the break. For another guy, he shouldn't pick up drinking. For a third guy, it's something else. We all know our weaknesses. I recommend stay away from the internet at night. Usually that's what keeps people up and keeps them, they end up doing things they regret, and then it ruins the next day as well. Try to do your internet usage by day and in consigned times. Try to get a chavrusa for small amounts of time. Get a chavrusa for 2 minutes, for 5 minutes. You can have a phone chavrusa. I have international chavrusas. Sometimes I have chavrusas who I learn with for 5 minutes a day across Oregon, across the planet, yeah? Doesn't matter in today's day and age. You can even do it for free, right? And WhatsApp and all these other programs, you could do it for free. So try, set it up, and then it can be enriching. I recommend you set up your learning so that You learn things that you enjoy, so it will attract you. I recommend getting a minyan that you enjoy, be it slow, be it fast. You can also expand your horizons. Go to Mea Shearim. Go into a Hasidic shul. See what davening there is like. Go expand your horizons a little bit. If anyone needs assistance with anything during the break, you should all have my phone number. Okay, and Ezat Shem, I look forward to seeing everyone after the break rejuvenated. Try to throw yourself forward 3 weeks. Meaning ask yourself, what will I be looking back at the end of the break? What will I look back at and regret? And how can I ensure I don't end up doing that? And I think one of the regrets most people have is I spent too much time on the internet. I spent too much time late at night on the internet. And I did things I really shouldn't have done on the internet. So let's know our weaknesses and avoid them. And let's think how we can make this positive and build. And it'll be an enriching experience for ourselves.
There are websites that help you if you have those problems.
Oh, what are they called?
Well, there's a website, if you want to know, called Guard Your Eyes.
Guard Your Eyes?
And if you ever stumble on down that problem, you can go to that website and help you out.
Thank you. So guard your eyes. That's one.
Yes.
I want to recommend another thing. A few years ago, a student came and said, I'm here at Machon Meir, and I feel zero connection to the land of Israel. So I said, let's ask Rav Listman what he thinks. The guy said, I'm here 2-3 years, learning diligently. I feel zero connection. We called up Rav Listman, and Rav Listman said, well, tell this guy that he never comes on the trips of the Machon. So he's always sitting with them, the Beit Midrash. How could he connect to the land of Israel sitting there studying a book? Let him go out and tour a little bit. Let him see the land of Israel, see the people of Israel. And through that, connect. So this is also a beautiful time to connect to Eretz Yisrael, and if possible, even the people of Israel. Try to get set up with host families, build your connections, and Be'ezat Hashem, come back rejuvenated from the break.